Hello and welcome to another brand spanky new episode of the Listening Party Podcast, a conversational music podcast where every episode is a different theme. New episodes are released the first Monday of the month. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Denise.
Hi.
And I didn't know this, but apparently we're continuing last year's tradition of no guest in January and just rounding up our favorite songs of the previous year.
Yeah.
So I guess that's going to be a thing now.
Yeah.
If we still have this next year.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. We enjoy doing this podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's not just me.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we have like a couple guests lined up, but what happened to...
We got the ugly.
Oh, yeah. We caught the ugly.
Yeah. We had to cancel on one guest.
And I already talked to my other special guest that we've been saying we want her on, but...
I just gave her
a heads up, but she knows that we're going through a lot right now. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, not that we're going through a lot, but just nice that she knows that we want her on the podcast.
Yeah. She said she's down.
So. Nice. And then we also have another person that's already lined up. Well, like two other people, like a double guest thing.
Yeah.
That's at least, what, like 3 months right there?
Yeah.
So there you go. We're good through...
April.
Yeah. Anyway, so as I mentioned, the theme is our favorite songs of 2023, or I think the episodes are called Jams of 23.
Yeah.
Last year was Jams of 22. This year it'll be Jams of 23. And we're going to start off with a shared artist. Oh, right. I guess I should explain. Well, for me, I just went with my top five artists on Spotify.
Yeah.
But I think you kind of mixed it up because your Spotify gets screwed up because of...
Yeah, of work.
You use Spotify for work.
So it's never really accurate.
So Denise did the next best thing, which is she kind of... Well, I guess, how did you come up with your selection?
I just put my favorites from the 110.
Yes. Okay. So for those not familiar with the show, the 110 podcast is hosted by Denise. She puts out a new episode every Friday. It's a really quick, short podcast, one song in 10 minutes, 110 podcast, get it? Basically, she looks for all these bands with less than 1,000. For the most part, you try to get less than 1,000 listens. Sometimes she makes exceptions here and there. So yes, so you basically chose your favorite
artists,
some of your favorite artists
from
2023. And if you want to check out the 110 podcast, just head on over to 110pod.com or talkinghard.com. There's all kinds of places. Or just follow her, D4 Music, on Instagram.
Yeah. Thanks for all the plugs.
Hey, I'll plug you right up, baby. Hey, come on now.
Hey-o.
All right. So for our first song, we both had this person on our top five artists.
Yes.
For me, she was number five. For you, she was number three. We're talking about none other than Carsey Blanton.
Yes.
I'll let you take it away because you're the one that picked the song. And so, yeah.
So this artist obviously isn't on the 110. She could be on the LPP anytime she wants, honestly. We've seen her once at one of my favorite spots, like venue-wise, not parking-wise, the hotel cafe. It's a very intimate experience.
I do like the hotel cafe, but I have some complaints about the structure in there because there's like beams that get in the way and shit. So it's you get some obstructed views up in there. So that's my only complaint.
Yeah. Got to talk to Carsey afterwards. Super nice. She's my role model, seriously. I just think she's a badass. She's a revolutionary. Yeah, I really dig her stuff. It's just, well, I mean, it can be just her and her guitar, but she's at singer-songwriter status. And this song in particular, it's right up my alley. It's funny. It reminds me from last episode. It's like the female version of If You Want to Be Happy. Like, so, yeah. And with that, I think you should play it.
He got a frame like a busted bike. He got a face that nobody likes to see. Nobody but me. He got a thing or two to learn about love. He act like he ain't never heard a romance. So I'd give him a chance. My baby can dance. My baby can swing. And my baby can shake me slow so I don't need no other thing. My baby can dance. My baby can sway. And my baby can hold me tight enough to drive my cares away. Hey, my baby, can we go out to the joint downtown? I dress up and he dressed down, but got something better than class. Who needs love when love don't last too long? And all we need is a song. And my baby can dance. My baby can groove.
That was Baby Can Dance by Carsey Blanton. And this is an older song, so it wasn't released in 2023. It's from a compilation album, Milk Boy Live Volume 1. It was released in 2009. I guess it's from live performances at this venue called Milk Boy in Philly.
I guess.
I don't know. I'd never heard this song by her. How did you find this one?
It just started playing one day.
Oh, okay.
And then I saved it. And I really thought I had listened to like everything of hers. But I was like, I've never heard this song. But this was during the year that I had heard it.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't have to be released in 2023. I was just pointing out just for the listeners, I guess. So she, I guess different artists made videos for that Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
And she was the video that showed up for mine. I think she was the same for you.
Yeah.
And she basically did one of those like Spotify sucks messages.
Yeah, like Weird Al.
Yeah, but so Weird Al is the one that went viral.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's Weird Al.
Of course, yeah. But also I think it's funny that like Weird Al made, it's like, Weird Al, come on. I'm sure you have a shit ton of money.
Oh yeah.
That thought crossed my mind, but then I thought, well, but he's also using this platform to let people know like, hey, like, the deal that Spotify has with people isn't a good deal. I don't know that he offered a solution, but... Carsey does that a lot. If you follow her on social media, she's always kind of posting about like, oh, you know, people always tell me, oh, you should come to my town. You should come here. You used to come here all the time. Now you don't come anymore. And she's like, yeah, well, touring costs money. And like, I'm in debt from going on tour and like, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I get that. At the same time, sometimes I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, but now it just sounds like you're just complaining all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it. But also it's like, okay, well, I don't know. It's hard. Because everybody loves music. For the most part, I think most people enjoy music. Most people enjoy the arts in general, I guess, right? That's one of the things that most people do in their free time.
Yeah, but sometimes I worry about the younger generation, and we've had this conversation before.
That they're not into art?
Yeah, like my nephews and nieces and my younger cousins like worry me. Like,
what do you mean?
They don't go out to concerts and stuff or smaller. They do, but it's like, dude, like just go to a small club and like listen like to some people. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Yeah, but anyways.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should take them. She'd be like, hey, let's go. We're going to go see No Application Fee in this backyard.
I would love to take like Ethan to go see Roma Part, but yeah. But again, I don't even know if that's what they like or whatever, but. And then I feel like we should just take like Ethan and Elliot, like my cousins.
They're too young.
Roman Parr has all their children there.
that's true.
We can take our kids, like our cousins.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take whoever. I don't care. If anybody wants to come, hit me up.
I'm gonna take Ethan to the next one.
I don't think they would like it.
Roman Parr?
I don't know. I feel like they would be like, why are we here? This is so weird. I can't sit down. Why do I have to stand up?
Whatever. We could just try it.
And also, they play late.
Oh, that's true. Not too. You know, we just go for them and then we come back.
Anyways. So, yes. But I love Carsey Blanton. I love her voice. I don't know. I just love it. Even this song, if you go back and listen to the actual song on the album, she does like a little intro to the song to kind of give a little backstory.
Yeah.
And I just love her voice. Even when she just talks, I'm just like, oh, yeah. Like,
she's just, you can tell she's really smart. Like, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I like smart people.
Well, is that a compliment for me?
Yes.
All right.
I like your big head.
Oh, hey, oh, calm down, please.
Both.
Nasty. All right. Denise, what's your next song?
Okay. My next song is Money Grooves by Q and Them. This is the only band that I brought today that I haven't seen because they are from Wichita, Kansas. They've said they've asked for like venues over here, like venue recommendations, like if they ever, you know, thought about coming over here, you know, they would check it out, you know, if they did come this way. Which would be super cool because if they ever did come this way, I would totally go see them. And I have a couple recommendations if they like ever reach out again. I just don't want to like throw it out there, you know, and like make them come over. Because again, I know it's expensive. Like Carsey Blanton was saying. Like,
well, you can always have them sleep over here. For, you know, you could be one of those band houses.
If we had a guest house or whatever. We like just got like another couch. You know what I mean? Like,
it's been like over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's like a big band, dude. Like, no way. Like,
they sleep in the garage.
They have like a ton of people. You have a bunch of cots in the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I love this song. They put out a couple songs since, and they're always going on tour, like around, like obviously around there, whatever, like the bordering states and stuff. But they've never come this way. This is my like clean the casa house.
Clean, the casa house.
Yeah, Mojo Dojo Casa House. This is my clean the casa song or whatever. I love it. Like, yeah, you can just play it.
People don't come here, I come on too strong. And maybe that's why the boys never stay long. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay with that, really. Okay, I'm okay, I'm okay with that, really. If I had a dollar for every I'll change, I'd probably be his mother effing rich as Bill Gates. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay with that, really. Okay, I'm okay, I'm okay with that, really. Dollar, dollar bills, y'all. If that ain't what you're talking, we ain't talking at all. Don't get in your face, come meet a real boss. Let's shimmy, shimmy through the pennies, making money goose. We're making money goose. We're making money goose, yeah. $3. I'm a $3 rich dollar, baby, I'm blessed. Can't tell me nothing.
Change your clothes.
I'm always judging. To all my haters with your hate, just keep it coming.
Let's get it now.
The cons, I'll push it to the pros.
There you have it, everybody. That was Money Grooves by Kyo and Them.
They put out more music since, so a couple other songs, like another EP, I think. And I really enjoyed that, but this was a song that I had on the 110, and this was the song that I love. I dug everything else that they put out too, but this just has horns. To me, it's very relatable, you know, talking about like money and stuff. We didn't get to that part, but it's okay. We talked about it on the 110, like the jingle, jingle, jang part. Like that song gets stuck in my head. I really dig this band, and I've promoted when they had like the new EP out and, you know, when they go on tour, but it's really hard like to promote that stuff when it's like they're not in California. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I was like, if you're like in the area, like
if you happen to be in Kansas and listen to the 110 pod and follow D4 Music.
Yeah.
This post is for you. That kind of thing.
I got to reach out when cause you guys know I'm like broke right now, but I think they have t-shirts, but they're not online. So I was going to ask them just to like, let me Venmo.
Oh, dope.
Let me Venmo you and just send
I'll rock
me
a t-shirt.
Yeah, send me a t-shirt.
Yeah, for sure. I like that song. I don't like the part that you're talking about.
Ah, whatever.
I don't know. It gets too silly for me. But I like everything else. I love the horns. The horn sounds really dope. It's a cool song. I dig it. And this one actually was released in 2023.
Yeah.
Did I say released?
I don't know.
So that was Money Grooves by Kyo and Them. Go check them out. I think you mentioned... Yeah, so since this single came out, they've put out an album, right?
I thought it was just an EP.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, it's kind of a short album, but it is a good amount of songs. I think it was like 7 or 8 that I saw. Anyway, sorry, I didn't do better research there.
Oh, yeah, it is an album. Yeah.
There you go. Bam. Check it out. What's the name of the album, Denise?
7 songs, This Time Around.
This Time Around by Kyo and Them. Go check it out.
26 minutes.
I don't know where the cutoff is for an EP.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just like whether you want to call it an album or
No. I think there is like a cutoff.
Really? Is it like 6 songs?
Well, again, no. I don't think it's the number of songs. I think it's just the length of the work.
Oh, okay.
Because some Pink Floyd albums have like 5 songs.
Oh.
But they're like fucking 15, 20 minute songs.
True.
Anyways, so yes, go check out Kyo and Them. Are they one of the Bandcamp bands?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Support them on Bandcamp. I think the Bandcamp Fridays are over.
Yeah.
So I think they start up again in the summer or
like
something
like
that.
Like in March or something.
Or March.
Like
March.
Every other.
But yes, so if you're not aware of what Bandcamp Friday is, basically Bandcamp is a service similar to Spotify. However, you purchase the albums or the songs that you want. So think of it like iTunes.
Yeah.
But it's for smaller artists who put their music on there. I'm not sure. I think they got bought out by a bigger company last year, but supposedly they haven't changed too many things. So like artists are still getting a decent share. But the first Friday of certain months.
Yeah.
Yeah. They give all the proceeds to the artist. So.
Yeah. So they don't get a cut.
Yes.
But you just have to look up, like, follow Bandcamp or whatever. And sometimes they don't even promote.
Yeah.
Like, I try and post or whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Keep an eye out for Bandcamp Fridays. All right. And with that, we go on to my songs. So for my first song that's just mine, I went with Cubic Zirconia. God yes. damn it.
Oh, my gosh.
By Katie Kirby. She was my number two artist of 2023. This was a single, or is a single, for her upcoming album Blue Raspberry, which comes out January 26th. And she's currently on tour. Well, as you're listening to this, she's on tour now through early 2024, I think. Yeah, check her out. If she's coming to your town, go check her out, yada, yada, yada. This song came up in my new release radar one of those weeks. I had never heard of her before, but I checked out her 2021 debut album, Cool Dry Place. And I love that album. Like, beginning to end, it's a really good album. I only have one minor gripe, which is one of my favorite songs on that album. For whatever dumb reason, she decided to use auto-tune, and it fucking ruins the song. And I'm just like, why? But anyways. Well, anyways, here we go. This is Cubic Zirconia, God damn it, by Katie Kirby.
Cubic Zirconia, baby, no one can tell. When they're up against your throat, you know they shine just as well. Fresh off the market, but you're nobody's prize. Magazine quiz called you apple shape. You look to me like dollar signs. You look like dollar signs.
There you have it. That was Cubic Zirconia. I think she pronounces it Zirconia, like with an S sound. But I'm going crazy with the Z over here. But anyways, yeah. So that was Katie Kirby, Cubic Zirconia. What you think, Denise?
You said that I liked her, but like, I don't know. Like,
did
maybe
I say that
just,
you like her?
I don't think I like her. Right?
I never said that you like her.
Oh, okay.
I just play it a lot in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking love it.
And I'm just like, oh, it's this song again.
Anyways, hater. I knew you didn't want to go see her. That's why I never got the tickets. Because I was like, I don't think Denise likes her. I don't want to force her to go see this lady.
We could go see, like,
also, it's
care.
Like in a weird, it's not a weird place, but it's like I either have to go all the way to Santa Ana or I have to go all the way to Hollywood. And I'm like, ah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, sorry, Katie. You were just talking about how, like, oh, go support. Da, 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 da.
I know.
But yes, I don't think you like her.
I mean, I would probably, like, I tolerate it. Like, I feel like I tolerate it. Like, so I would go see her. But, yeah, it's not my favorite. Like, it's no Monica Martin or...
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, nobody is. Hello. Crazy.
Who's my other favorite?
Carsey Blanton?
No. I mean, yeah, Carsey Blanton, but we just saw her Preggers.
Oh! Her baby. Susan Santo.
Yeah, Susan Santo.
Yes. Yeah, I fucking love Katie Kirby. I really like the way she writes her songs. And we didn't get to this verse, but it was the next verse coming up. She writes, face framed by hoodie like an oyster in a shell, and your eyes are rolling at me as a pair of angry pearls. That's such a beautiful image. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's so not poetic. I mean, yeah, I guess poetic.
Yeah, poetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she just really paints a picture and it's just awesome. Or like the verse that we did here where... basically, that second verse, she's just saying, like, I guess the person she's with maybe gets annoyed by her being a social butterfly. Mm. But the way she uses words, I'm just like, ah, Jesus, that's so beautiful. And that's one of the things I love. I love wordy songs. And she really fits a lot of words in there. So I really enjoy it. I also love the spirit of the song. It's a little participation trophy-ish, but it's a sweet sentiment. And it's basically just like, you're enough. You know what I mean? It's like, why do you need like a real diamond when you see somebody from far away? They're not going to be able to tell if it's a real diamond or if it's cubic zirconia. You know what I mean? Or there's the other line where she says in that first verse, you took a survey in a magazine and it said that you're like apple shape, like, but you look like dollar signs to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't get that part too much. What does that mean? Like, oh, your money, honey. That kind of a...
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I love it. It's a good song.
I wish I could write like that, but I'm very literal in all my music, so...
Right. No,
not that I don't enjoy that stuff, because I do, but you know me. Like, and I feel like the funny songs that I do go for are very literal and stuff, so like just straight to the point.
There's a lot of different writing styles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I actually enjoy like just direct, just like, this is what I'm singing about. I like that too, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Everything has its place, I guess. Denise, what's your next song?
My next song is Apocalypse Then, right? I was going to say Apocalypse Now, but it's like Apocalypse Then by Eagle Noise. I saw them live before their episode came out, so I feel like it was a little bit awkward. Usually I either see them beforehand and we kind of don't really say anything, or like I see them after the fact and then they're like, oh yeah, I love the episode or whatever. So it was kind of just really awkward, or it's just awkward in general. We've said this before, I'm super awkward. But yeah, like I played like an old song because it was just like, you know that I know that you know that you were going to play the song that you originally heard and had on your playlist for like ever or whatever. But they did release an album and like I freaking love that album. Like I listened to it so much, and this is off that album. This is just like a driving song to me, and like it fades out and then it comes back, and I just like, I love this song. Like I've listened to it so many times. I really thought this was going to be on my Wrapped, but maybe because I didn't, like, I don't know when I did this episode. Maybe it wasn't, because I had been listening to Roma Part since the beginning of the year. We'll get there, but yeah.
Spoiler alert.
This is Apocalypse Then by Eagle Noise. So yeah, I just think that's a jam. It's a driving song. Like, I love that whole freaking album. And it was funny because when I saw them live, it was the first time we had been to this place. It was free. It was kind of last minute. It was like on a Monday. Like you could tell, like you felt like the energy, but I don't know if it was the sound in the room where I just could not. Like they might have played this song, but like I couldn't really hear any of the songs. Like really, like I couldn't recognize the songs.
This was the place in Long Beach, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like right on the corner.
Yeah. Oh wait. The Sardine?
No.
Oh.
No, that's San Pedro.
Yeah.
It was Vine or something.
Vine. I think it was called Vine.
Vine, just Vine.
I think.
Yeah.
The like beer and wine bar or whatever.
I guess.
That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they like had really good energy and like they're like all their friends were there, I guess, like to rock out with them. So it was cool. And then was it Mr. Krabs played like before them or like after them?
I think, yeah.
We stood for like a little piece of them. They were pretty cool. But what they had, like what they played wasn't what they had like on Spotify or and they only had like two songs or whatever. But I did enjoy that band too. But yeah, that was my song.
I dug it. It was a good song. Yeah, I enjoyed seeing them live. I feel like, no. I was going to make a really overgeneralized statement where I was like, I feel like pretty much any band live is good. But no, that's not true.
No, it's not true. Yeah, no, for sure. Not that they weren't good. I'm just saying.
These guys were good.
I feel like the sound was bad in that place.
Yeah, that's the other downside of going to little places is like not all of them are equipped for
sound
live music. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that was Eagle Noise, once again, with Apocalypse Then. And I believe this was off their 2023 album, This Machine. So check them out. Are they a Bandcamp band?
Yes, they are on Bandcamp. My voice keeps going out because, yeah, I still have a cough.
Don't forget, Bandcamp Friday. And with that, my next song is Tú Sí Sabes Quererme by Natalia Lafourcade featuring Los Macorinos. This is an old song. This is off her 2017 Musas. The reason it's on my Wrapped, she was my number three artist for 2023, is because she was on tour in the spring. And it was one of those things where, not that I saw her live or anything, but my nephew went to see her with my niece. Oh, my niece and my nephew both went to see her. And then the Roam Apart guys also went to see her. Well, one of them went to see her. Just Dustin went to see her. So it was one of those things where she was like top of mind. So I was like, you know what? I'll listen to some. And then, yeah, I just like, it was like a month, I think, where like I just had it on repeat.
Yeah.
And I just had like a playlist. Like I made a playlist of like her set list. Because I do that. I don't know if other people do that. That's one of my like weird little dumb things that I do. Where I'll go on setlist.fm and then I'll just make a playlist of the set list. Because most bands will do the same set list pretty much. Most artists will do the same set list. Some might change a few songs here or there. But for the most part, it's the same set list every night. And so I'll do that. So I'll just go, I'll check setlist.fm, I'll make a set list, and then I'll just listen to that forever and ever. Yes, so I did that, and yeah, I just love it. So in the spring, she was on tour. She played at the Greek here in LA. So yeah, so this is an older song, but I just love it so freaking much. When I was thinking of songs to pick for this episode, I realized that I could have probably picked this song for Avi's nostalgia episode.
Yeah.
That was the September episode, if you guys want to check that out. I think this song fits his description of what nostalgia is perfectly because it's not old enough to be nostalgic to me. You know what I mean? It's not like it's from my childhood or something like that. But something about it just makes it feel very nostalgic. For the non-Spanish speaking listeners out there, the song is basically about finding someone who speaks your love language or they love you the way that you like to be loved kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. That's the literal translation. Also, if you want, go check out the music video. It's really good. It's shot like really beautifully. It's very cinematic.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a true live performance because there are certain areas where you could tell, there's a cut there. That's obviously not, you know what I mean?
Oh.
However, at the end of the music video, the song, like the track song ends and it kind of fades into the live recording.
Okay.
Of what they were actually playing while they were shooting the video.
Oh.
So here's what I think. They played the song live a bunch of times. Like live.
Yeah.
They recorded it a bunch of times and then they just cut the shots that they wanted.
Yeah.
Played the album version over it. And then when the album version ends, they faded into the live recording of whatever that shot was. You know what I mean? Because yeah, it's just her and it's like a little house party. And you're just like, oh man, like I want to go to that house party. Because there's just like a bunch of musicians. They're all playing like a bunch of different instruments that you're like, what the fuck? Like, what is that guy playing? I don't even know. And there's like people dancing. I don't know. I just love it. It's a really good music video. I guess that's it. So this is Tú Sí Sabes Quererme by Natalia Lafourcade featuring Los Macorinos.
pasado tanto tiempo, finalmente descubrí tus besos. Me enredaste en tu mirada, me abrazaste con todos mis defectos. Tú sí sabes quererme, tú sí sabes adorarme, mi amor. No te vayas, quédate por siempre, para siempre, para siempre amarte. Corazón, tú sí sabes.
All right, so there you have it. That was a little taste of Tú Sí Sabes Quererme. It gets better toward the end, trust me. So definitely go check it out.
I dug it. I mean, you've played it before. Like, Rod gets really into, like, his artists. Like, what? And you like to watch music videos?
I do. Well, not just music videos. I like watching, like, performances.
Yeah, performances.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I watched her freaking Tiny Desk again a bunch of times. We talked about it when Rome Apart was here.
Yeah.
I watched it a bunch of times. And then I found a bunch of other performances.
That we watched. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, sorry,
I didn't mind or whatever. Like yesterday, we were watching freaking Amigo the Devil.
Yes, at Red Rocks.
It was different.
Well, it didn't sound very good.
Yeah. And just, I guess, because we're used to seeing him like in these small, tiny clubs, and he was at Red Rock, which is like great for him. When he first came out, I was like, shit, is he going to bring out like a band? And he did. But I was like, fuck, like that's really hard to do just you and your like banjo. You know what I mean? Because that's what he started off with. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and Rod also likes to like take videos of Rome Apart and then play them back at home.
Shut up, dude.
It's funny.
Anyways. Yeah, well, last night was weird because I'd never seen him play with a band.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was the weird part to me because I was like, oh, this is so weird. Because also, like, obviously, there's a whole band with him, so the songs were arranged a little differently.
Yeah.
And some I could take them or leave them.
Yeah.
But really, the main thing that bothered me about it is the mix wasn't good at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you could hardly hear the vocals when the whole band came on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that kind of sucked.
But, I mean, for an opener, I mean, one of the openers, I don't know who was playing with him, but there was a lot. It was packed. I don't know how that place works or whatever. Oh, you have to get there early for
trampled
parking.
By turtles, remember?
Yeah, I know, but how many openers were there?
Oh, sorry, I didn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised too that like so many people were there like for the opener.
Yeah.
Because usually it's like empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did see one lady in the audience that had an Amigo the Devil shirt.
Oh, dang.
So maybe a lot of them showed up. He has a hardcore following.
No, yeah, he does. He does. So, yeah. We talk about him all the time.
We do. That's another one we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's releasing an album next year.
Oh, okay.
So I already pre-ordered it. 2025? No, 2000. Oh, yeah. This year.
2024.
Yes. I already pre-ordered it, you know, because I like to support. God. I'm a patron of the arts.
6 months, it'll be like, what's this?
I love it, dude. I love that. Anyways, it's like a little gift to myself that I forget about. Anyways, Denise, what's your next song?
My next song is Banana Sling Boy by, right?
Yeah.
By Magenta Moon. I didn't write down the names of the titles. And I'm not good with titles unless I'm like talking like about it for the 110 or whatever. And even then it's written down. But anyways, Magenta Moon, saw them live recently. Just the main couple, I guess, like the lead singer and the guitarist. And they're so good, like so good, like live.
Really good, yeah.
Like it sounded just like the freaking album. It was crazy.
Honestly, to me, it sounded better than the album.
Yeah, yeah. I think you said that you had liked it live.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play the song on the podcast. I was kind of having like a weird week, so I played like a positive song, but I fucking love this song.
This is a positive song.
Yeah, I know. Like a hopeful song, I guess. Oh, okay. Like the other one that I played on the 110. I debated this one because I just think it's hilarious and I love it. I was really glad that we went out. We went all the way to freaking Sunset. Like on the streets.
Oh, yeah. That was that weekend that the 10 freeway like caught fire.
Yeah.
And so like the freeway was closed. So yeah, we drove from Montebello to like Silver Lake or
Yeah, it's borderline. What's that
Hipsterville? Hipsterville, yeah. Where all the hipsters live? Yeah, we took the surface streets all the way down. It was pretty cool.
Twice in one weekend.
Yeah, we went twice, yeah.
Yeah, to see our hopefully future guest and then Magenta Moon. Yeah, but it was worth it to, you know, get to see like these bands, and I got to hear this song and I was like, yes, dude, yes.
I will say this. I wish Magenta Moon had also played indoors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was freezing.
Yeah.
But anyways, you can play my song.
I'm sick of all the boys who cover up their thighs. I want it tight and short from dawn until night. Don't be modest, wanna try before I.
There you have it. So really go listen to this whole entire song, because it changes toward the second half. It's really good. It's a really good song. It really picks up. I don't know. I love this song.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if they were going to do it live or not, because it seemed like they were going for a different vibe.
Yeah.
But they played it and I was like, oh man, so good. Honestly, like, I feel like the live version sounded better than the recorded version. I was really like taken aback by her voice live. Like, I was just like, oh my God, it sounds so good. Like, it was like so velvety, and I don't know, I can't describe it. It was just really good. I really like her voice.
And that was just, like I said, the guitarist and vocals. She had a keyboard, right?
No, I think she was just singing. No, she plays bass.
Oh yeah, duh. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, duh. But they do play with the band.
Yes.
Gotta check them out. Full band and everything. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool too.
They had a full band show like the following week.
Yeah, but we couldn't make it. Yeah.
Hopefully next one or sometime soon.
Definitely want to check out them again.
So yeah, check them out. That was Banana Sling Boy by Magenta Moon. And it's off their 2020 album, Rapid When It Happens.
Yeah.
There you go. Are they a Bandcamp band?
Yes, they are a Bandcamp band.
Check them out. Bandcamp Friday. Don't forget. All right. And with that, we move on to my last song. None other than longtime show favorite, Glenn Hansard, put out a new album in 2023. That album is All That Was East Is West of Me Now. The first single that he put out for the album was Sure as the Rain. And I really wasn't feeling it. I was like, oh, I really don't like this song too much. It was really him doing like a Leonard Cohen impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this album. And his previous album also was kind of like, eh. And then remember before the pandemic happened, the last time we saw him live, he did that whole weird like avant-garde. Like,
I thought that was after the pandemic.
Well, then he continued it after.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it
I
was just
remember that first. He was the first concert we went to after like the pandemic happened. And I did not like that show.
Yeah.
But we saw him again. We saw him.
Yeah. Well, we saw the Swell Season.
Yeah.
They had their little reunion tour.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
I've never been so far from Glenn.
Yeah, that's true. No. For like the Eddie Vedder shows, we were far.
Hollywood Bowl, my bad.
Oh, that's true. Hollywood Bowl. Yeah, that was the farthest we've ever been. Oh, yeah.
But I know, I think it was, I had gotten so used to being like just like right there to like roam apart and no application being here, and them coming up to talk to me afterwards.
Oh,
and
God.
Then I was just like, this kind of like sucks. What? I don't get to talk to Glenn Hansard after the show?
Yeah. He's not going to come over and say hi real quick?
Yeah. Anyways.
But anyway, so I wasn't too impressed with the first single that they put out. But then when the whole album came out and I got to listen to the whole thing, I don't know. It's just a good album. I wouldn't say it's like his best solo album, but it was better than the last one and I really enjoy it. I can listen to it like start to finish. There's one little weird song in there that's like kind of cringy. He tries to get all political, but just sounds cringy. No, I don't know if cringy is the right word. It sounds like he's faking it or something, or like he's trying to sound like a political like singer-songwriter. And
but he's not.
And even some of the lyrics are kind of cheesy, and I'm just like, ugh, okay. I like the music. Like, the music sounds pretty dope, but the lyrics are like, eh.
Okay.
Anyways, but the song I did go with is There's No Mountain. He was, anyways, Glenn Hansard was my number four artist in the whole Wrapped thing. I liked this song when I heard it on the album, but then listening to it while I was preparing for this episode, I don't want to say it gave it new meaning, but it just kind of tells you, like, tough times will pass, especially if you're surrounded by good friends and family and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it was a good song. I enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it as well. This is There's No Mountain by Glenn Hansard.
Night has fallen. Let's go out into it. Bring a blanket and a bottle. I'll need a friend to get me through it. And lately, in this life, there's no quick fix or easy answers. Gonna put all our troubles to right. And love is the same. There's no doubt blues is running the game. Keep your lantern trimmed and burning till the end of the night. Put your cheek to the wind. When you go without, then you go within. If it comes to blows, take it all on the chin. There's no worthier fight. We're working through it. Losing's a dirty word, I know. Sometimes it's all we can do. Heart of mine has been bruised and it's been broken, and it's lost a little spark of divine. And right as I thought I was soaring, that thunder came roaring in and cut me down to sight.
All right, there you have it. That was There's No Mountain by Glenn Hansard. It kind of reminds me a little bit of my other really, I don't know, the other Glenn Hansard song that I really love. Shit. You know which one.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of it.
Winning Streak.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's kind of like a similar sentiment. And the chorus, I mean, I fucking love the chorus. I don't know if people picked it up. He says, right as I thought I was soaring, the thunder came roaring in and cut me down to size. And right as I had all of the answers, you said no. There's no mountain worth its salt gonna be easy to climb. And yeah, it's just kind of like, just when you think you got it all going for you or whatever, like, life comes and kind of humbles you, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I love that song.
I love Glenn. I mean, I feel like we played him who knows how many times. We talk about
him
all
the time.
Not since
we came back. I checked. We haven't played
really?
Glenn since we came back.
Damn.
Yes.
Well, just know that we love Glenn and we see him every time he comes to town.
Hey-o.
So.
I've never seen him come.
Anyways.
Sorry. And with that, our final song of the evening. And well, actually, before we get to the final song, I guess we'll just wrap up the episode. So this was our Jams of 2023. We hope you enjoyed the episode. If this is your first episode for whatever weird reason, make sure you check out the rest of the episodes. We try to have a lot of really cool guests on. People that are either longtime friends of ours or new people that we've met through the 110 podcast that we've seen, you know, perform live at local venues here. And we think they're cool people to get to know and play cool music that you should check out.
And safe to come to the house.
Yes, that's right. People we
to
know.
The studio.
People we hope won't murder us.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
And yes, so definitely check out the other episodes. Check out the 110 podcast. If you want to check out a bunch of other podcasts that we've done in the past, head on over to talkingisheart.com. Denise, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
At D for Music, D-E-E-F-U-R Music.
All right. And with that, we will leave you.
Wait. I just want to say, somehow, some way, like, even though, like, I always play No Application Theme.
Oh, right.
Like, they were number two on my rap. topless. And you guys know I'm like fucking wearing their sweatshirt right now. We're going to go see them next week.
I can attest that.
Yeah. They just don't play. And I think like we pregame it when we go see.
We pregame it?
What is, like we play Roma Part when we go see Roma Part. Oh, like,
and then
on
we
the
play
way.
It after.
And then we play it after. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah. Remember when they played this song?
Like 5 minutes ago because yeah. we just left like right after their set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways. But no application fee came in number two. And I just thought it was hilarious that both our number ones were Roma Part.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They were my number one last year, too. So
shut up.
They no, were. They weren't. I'm pretty How sure.
No, we didn't even know about them then.
Yes, I did. Yes, because last year I had Idols and Roma Part.
Oh. Anyways, okay. Right.
Honorable mention yeah, honorable to no mention. Application fee. Go check them out.
I text Ethan. He said he's going to listen to Roma Part right
oh,
now.
Oh, God.
I was like, I'm going to take you to a show.
It's not video game music.
I was like, hey, I'm going to take you to a show. And he was like, okay, I'll go listen to that.
That's awesome. All right. So, yes. Oh, wait. You didn't say how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
At D4 Music.
D-E-F-U-R Music. All right. There you go. And with that, we will leave you with Denise and mine. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Number one artist of 2023. Roma Part, and we're gonna play Burning Down because that's the song that they end most of their sets with, I believe.
Yeah,
we hope you had a great 2023. We hope 2024 is even better. Stick around, subscribe to the pod, subscribe to all the pods. If you forgot to get us a Christmas present or something, just share the podcast with a friend or an enemy if you think that the podcast sucks. Yeah. All right, anyways, whatever. Here we go. This is Burning Down by Roma Part. We'll see you guys next month.
Bye.
Is this the last song we did? I thought the last song they do is the one that kind of sounds like ska.
I can't remember.
Don't you know we're all insane? Light me with fire and ignite my brain. This shit give you something to say. Don't you know we're all insane? Screaming at night cause it all sounds the same. I'm a fiend for all.
Oh yeah, I want to go. Are they playing tonight?